Welcome aboard, everyone. You are listening to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. Wolf Marine is a third-generation family-owned and operated marina on the St. Croix River, just north of Stillwater, Minnesota. We have slips ranging in size from 18 to 50 foot. We can accommodate most all boats, especially in that size. So if you are wanting to get on the water, especially the St. Croix, give us a call at area code 651-439-2341. Check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net, or give us an email, info@wolfmarine.net. My radio co-host was unable to make it today, so I'm going to introduce his business, which is Tetzloff Yacht Sales. They are located at 575 North Main Street in Stillwater, Minnesota. You can contact him at area code 651-273-1205. Check him out on the web at TetzloffYachtSales.com. He's also got another office location starting up in Prescott, Wisconsin. The address of that is 451 2nd Street in Prescott. It's at the Miss Croix Yacht Harbor. Don't like to talk too much about competitive marinas, but we'll give Miss Croix Yacht Harbor a little shout out there. They're a great place also, along with many other marinas that are on the St. Croix and Mississippi River. Today we have a great guest. It is the show manager of the Minneapolis Boat Show, Darren Enval. Darren, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on, Eric. I appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate you being on. So give us a little background on yourself and how you got involved in the Minneapolis Boat Show.
Well, being interested in the outdoors and specifically boating, I just was presented a wonderful opportunity to start as a salesperson for the Minneapolis Boat Show as well as three other boat and sports shows. So it's just one of those things. I started in 2004, and just I believe with my passion and interest in boating, it just was able to make me grow in my career to become the show manager of the Progressive Insurance Minneapolis Boat Show.
Oh, great. So you had just mentioned how many years it was. Now, 2004, that's a pretty good stretch. And you had mentioned you had to do three other shows. What are the other shows that you're involved in?
Well, at the time, we did a Kansas City Boat and Sports Show, Des Moines Boat and Sports Show, and then the Northwest Sports Show at the Minneapolis Convention Center in March. But it was acquired by the National Marine Manufacturers Association, and total shows in the winter and in fall, NMA produces 18 boat and sports shows throughout the country.
Wow, that's an amazing, and I'm sure that keeps you going and keeps you busy. So how many years has the Minneapolis Boat Show been going?
We'll be celebrating the 47th Minneapolis Boat Show this year. So it has continuing to grow and become an important part of marinas as well as dealers' marketing program.
Absolutely, and it's definitely the who's of who at the boat show. So, you know, for those people that want to join us down there, you know, if you're interested in anything to do with boating, the Minneapolis Boat Show is the place to be. There's no question about that. So about how many visitors attend the show annually?
We have an average of 36,000 people go through the doors at the Minneapolis Boat Show over the four-day event.
And has it continually grown? I'm sure, you know, like our business, it's somewhat based on the economy. Have you seen fluctuations in the attendance kind of based on the economy?
The attendance, it doesn't seem like it as much as maybe the size of the show. The attendance, it seems like people that boat, you know, whether they're there to purchase a boat, but it's just something that people like to visit to get information, plan for the future as well. So it's a great way to spend time with family and friends at the show. There's things that we offer as well with the accessories, new electronics, so it's a good way to get information on the latest and greatest products at the show.
And like you had mentioned, and I have mentioned it in the past, it's not only a great place to check out all the new products, the new boats, the vendors, this and that, but it's also it's a social event for us. I see many of my past clients, present clients, and it's kind of fun that you know, it's a midwinter break where you actually get to go someplace where it's nice and warm, for one, you know, mid-January. But you also get to see the people that you generally hang out with and see in the summertime on the beach or on the water somewhere. So it is. It's a great social event also. You know, come down and have an adult beverage and socialize with your friends that you would normally see in the summer. So that's a great thing. How many vendors usually attend the show?
We have 230 vendors this year that will be showing their wares to the exhibitors, whether it's, you know, all types of boats, starting with stand-up paddle boards and kayaks, all, you know, to the fishing boats, whether it's fiberglass, aluminum, to pontoons, runabouts, cruisers, deck boats. So it has something for everybody.
Yeah, and you know, I'm sure there are, maybe in your mind, there's got to be some special event or a vendor there that really shines through with a big boat. I can't remember. Maybe it was Marine Max or something like that. I don't know. You know, there's usually one boat there that there's a line of people to get to. It's kind of fun to see that, and you know, it pumps the people up, and it's kind of a showstopper, I guess, is what you could say it. So there's usually one of them or two of them there, is there not?
There is. You know, we got some wonderful dealers, including Marine Max, Erickson Marine, Anchors Away, Wayzata Marine, that will be showing off the bigger boats on site. And you're right, whether it's a Sea Ray, Formula, Cruiser, Sport Cruiser, Regal, Four Winds. I'm sure I'm TR. I'm sure I'm missing some, but yeah, they're all. It's a great way to compare these manufacturers to see what is the best fit for you and your family.
And not only that, for comparing prices also. I mean, there's you know, you compare products, the quality of products, price of products. There's every kind of boat imaginable down there. So if you're interested in a boat, I would say, hey, that's the spot to be. Come down and see us. And of course, I got to put a plug in for myself. So once you buy that boat, you're going to want to put it in a marina. And I know a great place on the St. Croix River that has some slips available. So come down, buy a boat from one of the vendors. John's got many boats listed also. John Tetzlaff, Tetzlaff Yacht Sales. He has, I looked at on the website, and I believe he has about 101 boats that are listed on his website. So, you know, check him out first, then go check out all the other vendors, compare, come talk to one of myself or one of my cohorts there, and we'll get you into a slip, hopefully, on the St. Croix River and get you boating. So, Darren, what is, like, the busiest day? What seems to be the busiest day at the boat show?
Oh, without a question, Saturday. It seems like it's the time that all the family is able to step away for the day and come together and get out to the Minneapolis Boat Show. It's fun. It's fun to feel the energy, and it's also fun to be able to see, you know, people seeing the brand new boats that are out.
Yeah, and like I said, a lot of them are down there for the social event, but some of them are dead fast on doing their shopping there. They're there for a boat and possibly, you know, scoping out marinas to keep their boat in. So those people that want to do that would probably not want to be there on the busiest day. So what would be the slowest day?
Usually the opener on Thursday is when it's the slowest, where you're able to spend the most time with your salesperson as well as the dealer, and be able to compare each model, determine which is the best fit for your family. And you're right, it is the best time to buy at the Minneapolis Boat Show, because there are great incentives by each manufacturer, as well as obviously the dealers competing on site. So it's a great way to be able to just really be able to ask the tough questions. A lot of the manufacturers have some of their engineers or people that know the most about the boat. So it's a good way to be able to spend time with them and ask the questions and just to really determine which is the best boat for you and your family.
Yeah, and it's not only boats. You know, you have all the engine manufacturers are there also. You know, you have representatives from Honda, Mercury, and I'm sure from, you know, OMC or Evinrude Johnson. So, you know, there's questions that, you know, there maybe the average salesperson couldn't answer that quite possibly, you know, these representatives of their companies can have good answers for. So You know, that's another good thing. And not only do they have the boats for sale, but the, like you had mentioned earlier, there's all kinds of people that are selling different electronics and gadgets and you know, everything from water skis to wakeboards to that type of thing. And the most popular thing now seems to be the stand-up paddleboard. So I'm sure there's going to be vendors there that are going to be able to answer questions for that also. So any idea of how many boats are generally sold at the boat show?
We don't keep track of that. You know, some people will share it, but a lot of the dealers won't share that information with us. But, you know, and also, obviously, it's not only the boats that are sold on site during the show, but also the carryover of sales after from the leads that were generated from the show.
Absolutely. And us as a marina, that's what we do. When we're at the show there, we're not there to sell you a slip. We're there to answer questions, get you interested on at our marina, you know, and that's where what we do is we generate interest, and hopefully the clients will come back later on, give us a call, stop down and see us, and hopefully pick up a slip for their new boat that they had bought at the boat show. So being in the business for as long as you have been, what are some of the more memorable events that have happened at the boat show?
I thought it was kind of fun when we had boats on the water. We create a mini marina where we floated boats that people could see that were actually on the water inside the Minneapolis Convention Center. We've had we created a pool for stand-up paddleboarding and kayaking. And the other one would be we did a flow rider, which people were able to – it was an activity where people were actually able to do surf inside the Minneapolis Convention Center in January. We've had a lot of fun events like that throughout the years.
Yeah, any what I would consider minor catastrophes when it comes to that type of thing.
Yeah, no minor or major catastrophe. Maybe minors would be the few people that have fell into the pool during the demonstrations of the kayak or stand-up paddle boards, but nothing dramatic in it. It's just always been a smooth event,
and
hopefully it continues through 2019.
There's never been anything like a major pool leak or anything like that?
Well, I don't consider that a minor issue. We've had pool leaks. You know, our marina leaked, and we were able to contain that, as well as our stand-up paddleboard pool. There was a leak with it, so we were able to control the leak from it to avoid any kind of catastrophe, or major or minor, on it. So
thank goodness for good crews to help you overcome those catastrophes, those minor catastrophes, I guess we could call them. So got to give a shout out to those that help you out on the boat show there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So give us the dates of the boat show once again.
Yeah, sure. I would recommend people visiting our website, MinneapolisBoatShow.com. It has great information of the directions to the facility, the parking around the facility. People could even purchase their ticket before they arrive. But the dates, 2019 Progressive Insurance Minneapolis Boat Show, we open Thursday, January 24th at 2 p.m., and it goes until 9 o'clock. And Friday, we open at 12 and go to 9 o'clock. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday, January 27th, it goes from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Oh, nice. And is there anything else that you want to shoot out there just to let the people know? Any special events that are going on this boat show?
Well, our special features that we have on site for people, everybody's favorite that's returning, is the antique and classic boat feature. We work with the Bob's Belts Land O'Lakes chapter. They're always able to bring in these magnificently restored wood boats to display, so you're able to get to see where the boats started and where they have come through time. So that's always a favorite for people to walk through. We have the Island Experience. We do a themed feature on the show floor where people are able to stay on the show floor but step off and just sit and relax and start thinking of the summer. We do have special cocktails through the building, as well as street tacos. We'll have live music for people to enjoy. And then as far as new activities, we're working with the Twin Cities Beach Blast. They're going to be displaying milk carton boats that won this past year in 2018. And also we're going to have some sand sculpture people there that are going to be creating a marine-inspired sand sculpture, as well as kids will be able to help out and create their own sand sculpture. And another new promotion is, again, geared for the kids, is the Discover a Boat. A person can visit the Twin City Beach Blast, and they're able to pick up a map, and they're able to navigate across around the show floor, and they're able to pick out, kids will be able to pick out their favorite type of boat and return it to the Twin City Beach Blast for a product. So a lot of fun activities for everybody of all ages.
How about special presentations?
We don't have any seminars, no presentations during the show.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I think we should throw it out there one more time, the days and the hours of the event, so I'll let you do that.
All right. The 2019 Progressive Insurance Minneapolis Boat Show will take place Thursday, January 24th through Sunday, January 27th. Visit MinneapolisBoatShow.com to get your information on purchasing a ticket, directions, as well as parking around the Minneapolis Convention Center.
Nice. And we'd like to thank our special guests, show manager of the Minneapolis Boat Show, Darren Enval. Darren, I appreciate you being on, and we'll see you at the boat show.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And we're going to take a break here. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Hello, this is John Tetzloff of Tetzloff Yacht Sales. If you are thinking of getting out on the water in your new boat, now is the time to talk to me. Whether you're looking at a houseboat, cruiser, motor yacht, or something else. And with the largest selection of boats in the area, not only do we have boats in Stillwater, but we also broker boats up and down the St. Croix, the Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, all over North America, and even overseas. I will help you find the best boat for you. And because my name is the name on the sign, I will work hard for you before and after the sale. Come visit TetzloffYachtSales.com.
A convenient location in Protected Bay. Shouldn't that be where you harbor your boat? If so, dock your boat at Wolf Marine in Stillwater. Hello, this is Eric Wolf. After all, why have a boat if you can't get out onto the water and enjoy it? My grandparents, along with my father, established this marina at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just a mile north of Stillwater in 1957. By being just north of downtown, you avoid heavy traffic that keeps you from getting out onto the water. And in our protected bay, we have hundreds of slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 feet, so we can accommodate a variety of boats. Not sure if this is the best place to keep your boat? Come see me. I can answer your questions so you can decide the best place to dock your boat. And because Wolf Marine is a three-generation family-owned marina, you can count on consistency from year to year. Talk to me and get out on the water faster at Wolf Marine.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. Again, I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. Wolf Marine is a family-owned and operated three-generation marina on the St. Croix River. We have slips ranging in size from 18 to 50 foot. You want to get on the river? Give us a call, 651-439-2341. We'd love to have your boat at our marina. We'd love to see you out on the beautiful St. Croix River, enjoying yourself and your family out there. There's many activities to do out there, water ski and fish and just overall relax and enjoy yourself. So, again, Eric Wolf, Wolf Marine. We're on the St. Croix River just north of downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. I also have to put a plug in for my normal radio partner here, who is John Tetzloff. He is the owner of Tetzloff Yacht Sales. They are located at 575 North Main Street in Stillwater, Minnesota. He is also going to have a branch office at 451 2nd Street in Prescott, Wisconsin, and that would be at the Miss Croix Yacht Harbor. He will be in booth 78. At the Minneapolis Boat Show, and myself will be in booth 1425 at the Minneapolis Boat Show. So As you're coming in the main entrance area, you look towards the back wall, you're going to see the 1400 aisle mark. Walk right down that 1400 aisle towards the back of the building there, and I will be on your left-hand side, about the third booth in from the end of the row there. And from there, you can look just slightly to your right side there and towards the back, and you're going to see John sitting back there, and he'll probably give you a little wave there and hopefully go over and visit him. And if you're interested in a used boat, I'm sure he could help you out. And if you're interested on getting your boat on the St. Croix River, I certainly can help you out there. So, again, Tetzlaff Yacht Sales, 575 North Main Street in Stillwater, or if you're in the Prescott, Wisconsin area, 451 2nd Street in Prescott. Give him a call at 651-273-1205. If you need to get on the St. Croix, give Ashley a call at the marina at 651-439-2341. Again, we'd love to have you as a guest of our marina. I also have to give a little plug in for our sponsor for today's show, which is Aircraft and Marine Insurance. And they are located at 1601 State Highway 13 in Burnsville. If you have a boat, I would definitely give them a call to get a quote on some insurance for it. Again, their number is 952-890-1124. Check them out on the web, www.aircraft-marine.com. Again, 952-890-1124. I would like to take a couple of minutes here and just talk about some things that are going to be concerning here in the upcoming summer. One of the big topics, especially on the St. Croix River, is boat wake. I have sat down with the operator of Sunnyside Marina, and he and I have talked, and we are in charge of an association. It's the Midwest Marine Association. Rick Chapman happens to be the president. I am the vice president of the Midwest Marine Association. And I believe we are representing about 23 marinas and operators of marinas. And we represent between all the marinas that are in this Midwest Marine Association, we represent somewhere around 6,000 boaters. And the biggest concern right now, it appears to be boat wake and people that are not real considerate with larger boats, especially larger boats, and not quite thinking about what kind of damages their wake could make. So Rick and I have decided that we're going to try to sit down with law enforcement upcoming this summer here sometime or early spring and see if we can come up with some kind of a solution. We don't really want any more laws or regulations on the water surface. You know, there's some people that would like to see everything turned into a no-wake zone. That definitely is not what I would like to see. We feel, especially myself, that, a lot of my boaters are pontoon boats and fishing boats and basically smaller boats. They're not the ones that are generally causing the problems that we're having with the wake problem. So I hate to see everything go to a no-wake zone. A lot of my boaters would be punished for something that they really are not the problem of this problem that we're having with the larger boats. So Rick and I have decided we're going to try to sit down with the powers that be and try and figure out a solution. So what we would like to see is more of an education type of thing going on here. So with the help of law enforcement, we want to try to get the word out there to everybody that, hey, this summer, let's be aware of other boaters, other marinas, other landowners that are on the lake or rivers, and be a little more considerate, and hopefully we can have a good time for everybody. But we really don't want any more laws out there that will affect the boaters. We just want the people to be aware of what's happening and just kind of educate them a little bit. So I think what we're going to ask the law enforcement to do is to step it up. So if they have a boat that's out there that is causing a wake that might possibly be damaging, maybe just pull them over in somewhat of a kind way, you know, not go out there and ticket them for whatever they could ticket them for, but maybe stop them and say, hey, you know, you may be causing a little damage with the wake that you're throwing. So be aware of it, be considerate of it, and go on, and hopefully everybody can have a good time. We don't want anyone to be what they would consider being hassled about it. We just want you to be aware. Hopefully this will, you know, educate more people. I know I've had clients in the past that that have unexpectedly, unknowledgeably, were throwing a large wake. I know there was a marina that's just south of us that I had one of my larger boats that went by, and it actually caused a little bit of damage. And, you know, that happened 2 years ago now, and I'm still hearing about it. But I sat down with that gentleman, and he was a new boater for he had a smaller boat, but he stepped up to about a 50-foot boat, and I sat down, had a great conversation with him, and he really didn't even realize what he was doing. And both Rick and I have talked about it, and we think in most cases that seems to be the case, that people don't even realize the damages that they could be causing by their wake. So, you know, it's something that it's a touchy subject. We don't want people to feel hassled out there. But on the other hand, we don't want the lawmakers to step in here and make all kinds of laws on things that we could possibly go around by just educating and letting people know. So those of you that have the larger boats that are out on the rivers and lakes and so on and so forth, this summer, let's try to make a valid effort to be courteous to others. And we have the saying of wake up, look behind you. And let's run with that slogan, and hopefully we'll have a great summer for all. So, again, we're coming down towards the end of the show here. I hope you don't mind me rambling about this subject, but I think it's a very important subject, and hopefully we can educate people and keep them aware of what's going on out there. Again, I want to say my name. I'm Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. We're located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. We have slips from 18 to 50 foot. Got a boat that size, you want to get it out on the St. Croix, give us a call, 651-439-2341. We will be at booth 1425 at the Minneapolis Boat Show, so I'd hope to see you all there. And if you don't have a boat, give John Tetzloff at Tetzloff Yacht Sales a call at 651-273-1205. He is located at 575 North Main Street in Stillwater. That's his main office, and his new office, secondary office, I guess we could call it, is at 451 Second Street in Prescott at the Miss Croy Yacht Harbor. He also will be at the Minneapolis Boat Show at booth 78. Hopefully we can all see you at the boat show. If you have any questions, stop by. I will be working our booth on Friday and Saturday. I will have my cohorts there working both Thursday and Sunday. So if you have any questions, come down, ask them. Hopefully we can answer them. Hopefully we'll get you out on the water. So until next time, thanks for listening. Have a good one.